This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch. U.S. stocks closed lower Monday as investors digested weaker-than-expected economic data ahead of next week's Federal Reserve meeting. The S&P 500 was down 0.20%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.59%, or less than 160 points, and the Nasdaq Composite dipped below the flatline. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 looked set to enter into a bull market in early morning trade, but reversed course following weaker economic data. Still, strong jobs numbers and passage of the U.S. debt ceiling bill sent major indexes higher last week. Elsewhere in economic news, data from the U.S. Census Bureau showed that new orders for U.S. manufactured goods climbed 0.4% in April from the previous month. That represented a slowdown from the downwardly revised 0.6% gain in March and missed economists' expectations of a 0.8% increase. Investors are closely watching economic data releases for signs of whether the Fed will continue to hike interest rates. Markets are pricing in a 79% chance that the Fed will hold interest rates steady at its June 13th through the 14th meeting, according to CME's FedWatch tool. Elsewhere, Apple Inc. unveiled its new hardware product on Monday at its Worldwide Developers Conference in Cupertino, California. The iPhone maker's shares moved lower following the highly anticipated release. After a shout-out from Apple at the conference, Unity software stock soared on Monday, rising nearly 20% into the close. Unity's gaming software will be used in Apple's new mixed reality headset, the Apple Vision Pro, Apple announced on Monday. Volume in Unity stock shot up to more than triple the 20-day moving average as the stock had its best intraday performance since November 10th. Shares of Palo Alto Networks, Inc. climbed over 4% amid news that the stock will join the S&P 500 index, replacing Dish Network. And Bitcoin fell to below $26,000 after crypto exchange Binance Holdings and its founder are facing allegations of breaking U.S. securities laws. Prices of major cryptocurrencies took a hit Monday amid an SEC lawsuit, with shares of Coinbase Global, Inc. plunging more than 10%. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com. For the latest market news and updates, visit yahoofinance.com and follow us on social media at Yahoo Finance.
Spoken Layer. Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.